Once you were pretty much stuck with what was stocked at your local grocery store or at the local supermarket, unless you lived near the Fairway store on Broadway and 74th Street. And then the marketplace seemed to explode. Gourmet Garage, the Union Market, national chains like Whole Foods, and a whole slew of new Fairways. How have they distinguished themselves from the competition? Well, with experts like Stephen Jenkins, that's how. And Mr. Jenkins has written another book. The last one was on cheese. This one is called The Food Life Inside the World of Food and the Grocer Extraordinaire at with the Grocer Extraordinaire at Fairway. It's published by Echo Books. I'm very pleased to welcome him back to the show today. Stephen, you know, you come to this room and I just start flubbing all over the place.
I'm your personal grocer, you know.
Well, the last time pretty much every time I've talked to you, you were the cheese man. When did you move on to become the grocer extraordinaire?
Well, I'm still the cheese man, but I do other stuff. I just spend more time with olive oil and olives than I do with cheese. And all my other stuff, I import from like 100 little companies in France and Italy and Spain.
And did the expertise in cheese actually lead you to become an expert in all these other specialty foods?
Yeah, because if you're going to understand the realm of gastronomy, you know, cheese is just a part of it, and cheese fits into that realm. And you have to know everything there is to know about food in order to know everything there is to know about cheese.
But I remember when I first went to the original Fairway, and it was it hadn't yet expanded. And it was mostly a produce store, and it had some dairy and a few groceries. And now you go in there, and it's meat and fish, and it's soaps and it's like a California supermarket plus.
Yeah, you got to have everything if you're going to grow and be able
vitamins,
to.
Vitamins.
Oh,
know,
yes. Yeah.
Organic soaps.
I never dreamed that we would do such a good job with all that organic and natural claptrap, but we do a tremendous job with that, and a lot of it's really fine stuff. It's opened up a lot of horizons to me. I never paid any attention to health food, but boy, we sure pay a lot of attention to it now.
Well, you have to buy it, don't you, or does somebody else take care of that?
Oh, no. My partner, Paul Wiener, handles that. He's an idiot savant with health food and organic the way I am with European and Mediterranean things.
Oh, so you split things up, and you handle the stuff that's more likely to be perishable, and he takes care of the other things?
Well, my partner Peter Romano handles all the perishable fruits and vegetables, and my partner John Rossi does all the prepared foods. It's as perishable as fruits and vegetables. I just handle the stuff that's European mostly and that has a particular curiosity, just the oddball stuff.
Why do you think a store like Fairway became so popular with New Yorkers?
Our prices are better than anybody, period.
Really, because when I do price comparisons sometimes, I find that Fairway is a lot cheaper. In other cases, my local grocery store, for example, if I'm buying the ubiquitous Driscoll strawberries, sometimes I'll find it's cheaper at the store that's across the street. How do I know why one thing is priced a certain way in one store and another way in another store?
We spend every waking moment making sure that nobody's cheaper than us on anything. And I defy you to ever show me Driscoll strawberries that are more expensive someplace else.
And now if I take photographs?
I'll give you $5 for any item you can find, Lenny.
Really?
Yeah.
So, but how do you wind up beating everybody on the price then?
Because
you buy such large quantities?
Very, very clearly the obscene thing in retail is that if you buy more of it, you're going to get a better price. And our pricing structure is such that we know how to keep it as low as it possibly can be so that we make anybody who purports to be our competition look foolish. And that's fun.
But you're a cheese man. And cheese, the greatest cheeses are made in small batches, aren't they? How do you buy large quantities of great cheese?
I take all that they make, the same way I take all the olive oil a grove makes, the same way I take all the vinegar that a vineyard produces. We make a statement with it because we have found that it's the best there is, and so we buy all of it. And that exclusivity is a big thing with us. We love having the best of something that nobody else can even get their hands on.
Sometimes you put the Fairway label on it. Sometimes you use the producer's label.
Yeah, that's one of those things about the American supermarket business where they think they have to put their name on everything. And I've never understood it, but I'm buying into it, and I'm doing it too if it makes sense. I think it's kind of silly because I like to advertise the family that makes the stuff. I don't care that everybody sees the fairway imprimatur on it. I like to talk about the geography of it and the family that's been doing it for generation after generation.
Well, I used to be in the food business, believe it or not. I used to do ads for Bohack Supermarkets.
Oh, yeah. We had that conversation, you and I.
And what I remember was their store brand, that was very important for their image. They would go to Del Monte and they'd say, give us your highest quality peas. In fact, they would buy better peas from Del Monte than Del Monte would sell, and they would sell it for slightly less than Del Monte sold. So customers felt, well, if they bought the Bohack peas, they were getting something really special.
Oh, yeah, heck yes. That's the beauty of our business when you take such pride and you have passion for it. And just even if nobody else knows that you've got the best, you know you've got the best. And that's really saying a lot.
Of course, there are no Bohack stores anymore. I don't know what that tells us.
The family got old, that's all.
Now, do you taste everything? Because I'm sure there are plenty of things that you sell that are not to your taste.
I'm just back from Chicago, the American Cheese Society annual conference and competition. And I was one of 30 judges, and I tasted 1,250 cheeses in 2 days.
Actually, yeah, but you love cheeses.
Well, yeah, sure I do.
But you love every kind of cheese?
Yeah. Oh. I pretty much love every kind of cheese, except this one that I tasted that had cinnamon, nutmeg, and cocoa in it. And I wrote on the thing, I get it. It's really well made, and, all those flavors come through. But what's the point? I mean, when am I going to serve this? At Christmas time with Christmas cookies? It was really something.
That comes out of ice cream thinking, don't you think?
Ooh, cheese with ice cream.
No, I mean it's the same sort of thing that we're seeing more and more in ice creams, where it used to just be a good vanilla, good chocolate.
Yeah, or yogurt, the same way they do with yogurt. So, I taste all the time. We taste constantly. So, you can't smoke and you can't be an alcoholic, both of which I've had problems with. I'm kidding. But you have to keep a pretty clear palate because you can't fool yourself.
Although in Europe that isn't always the case. In fact, some of the people with the most sophisticated palates for wine smoke like chimneys.
Absolutely.
And I always wonder how that. Yeah. And they often have whiskey before their dinner.
Sure.
How the heck do they taste anything?
Well, they're a lot like me. They like to bombard themselves with sensory things constantly. And I've been that way myself, and it seems to have served me well. I've got a pretty good palate.
My guest is Stephen Jenkins, whose previous book was The Cheese Primer. Now he's written The Food Life, Inside the World of Food with the Grocer Extraordinaire at Fairway. It has recipes from Mitchell London, who used to be Mayor Koch's chef and then went on to a number of restaurants. Now is the official chef of Fairway?
Mitchell's been with us a long time, long time. He dabbles in the big picture of all of our prepared foods, and that they're all his recipes. He's not actually shaking the pots and pans except up in the steakhouse and the cafe at the 74th Street store. But they're all his recipes, and that's why our prepared food is so drop-dead good. It's just gorgeous stuff.
But let's say I don't want prepared food, and I have no idea what to make for dinner, and I enter one of your stores. Where should I begin, do you think?
On the east end of the service counter, for instance, at the 74th Street store, because that's where there's a lot of sides. I had some endive last night that had a little bit of blue cheese in it and some nuts and this extraordinarily creamy vinaigrette, and I used that to go with some cold strips of tenderloin that I cut real thin and served with just a little drizzle of olive oil. And on the side of that, I had some hummus that I wanted to make out of that Mitchell makes. He spent a lot of time in Israel, so he makes the best hummus in the universe. Abraham's is great hummus, but Mitchell's hummus is just a little bit more handcrafted. And I've got Mitchell making an edamame hummus now.
Edamame hummus?
Yeah. Doesn't that sound great? You use a little bit of soybean oil instead of olive oil and plenty of garlic. How good would that be for you?
I don't know. I'm trying to imagine it. It's kind of like, to me, like a cheese with cinnamon and...
Ooh, no, that'd be delish. Anything that's a pulse is good.
Well, somebody walks into one of these stores, and the 74th Street store is now probably your smallest store.
Yeah.
They see this huge selection, and this can be said for any of a number of your competitors as well. I don't know whether Fairway was the first, but it's the first one I remember, but now there are a number of other stores that are like it.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems to be so much stuff. After a while, in fact, I almost feel intimidated when I go to the one in Red Hook.
We do too, frankly. I mean, come on. We started 33,000 square feet, and now our stores just sprawl, but we use every square inch of them, and it's all stuff that you want to get involved with. And it really, it's just as weird to us as it is to you guys. And we're still dealing with it on a daily basis. But, man, it's a way of life. I can't imagine ever shopping anyplace else. I do all the shopping for Michelle and me. You know, that's such an important part of the day, doing the grocery shopping.
And then you have to train people to do things that used to be reserved for specialty stores, like locks, for example.
Yeah, that's a constant effort that we have.
You have to have people learn how to butcher.
It's getting people that are quality behind the counter. The human element is the toughest part of our business. There's no question about it. And there's got to be people around that are kind and that are knowledgeable and that can inspire passion in other people. And you know, that comes down to us. We can't get somebody else to do it. It's me and my partners that have to provide that kind of leadership and try and set an example of being good people and creating a sort of a vibe at Fairway where people care about each other, because nice goes a long way. Nice is the really important thing.
What does a store like Fairway offer that a farmer's market doesn't?
Variety. Farmer's market is what he's got at that particular time. And there's just no comparing. I mean, I sort of rue that I never get to shop farmer's markets because I'm always working. So I always consider Fairway my farmer's market, because we buy so much local stuff. All four seasons, we're buying stuff from guys that are local in Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey. You know, from apples and pears in the winter to arugula and corn in the summertime, and not to mention tomatoes. So I think it might be that funky, wonderful thing where the guy's wearing a ball cap from, you know, a farm out there, and he just got off a tractor and he's wearing denim. But, you know, the Fairway's not far removed from that, because all the trucks just came from his farm and dropped it off there. So I don't think farmers markets have anything over Fairway. And you can't get good olive oil and vinegar at a farmer's market, and you can't get good fresh bread unless there's a baker there. So, you know, give me Fairway any day over any farmer's market.
Spoken like a true partner. But and there are other things farmers markets can't give us, like oranges, for example.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Avocados. But a lot of the stuff is shipped in from out of state. For example, those Driscoll berries, which really drive me crazy.
Yeah, me too.
There are local strawberries that taste so much better, and yet you go into a store, not just yours, but all the competitors, and they all have the Driscoll berries, probably because it's really simple to order in huge quantities.
Yeah, well, stop with the Driscoll and get the well-picked, PIC'T. That's a terrific berry. The Long Island berries that came through for like 2 weeks this year, they were absolutely drop dead. I mean, to bury your face in summer tomatoes that somebody you know grew, or to bury your face in Long Island strawberries, there's just no greater olfactory sensation that I can think of. Well, maybe a couple.
Do you find that your customers are thinking that way? Because this used to be the way that Europeans thought, or people from, in fact, all over the world except the United States, and we were always proud of the fact that everything was shipped in fresh from Florida or California.
Boy, it's amazing how perceptions change and change so fast. Our customers know us so well. I mean, we're on the floor all the time. We're greeting customers all the time, and they know us. They know that we know there are blockhead things in the supermarket industry that we wish we couldn't do, but it's just a reality. You know, those nectarines and those peaches that come in the wintertime from Chile, we know they're not very good, but people are begging us for them. Raspberries out of season, asparagus out of season. We know that stuff's out of season, but, you know, it's reality. You know, it's not a Barber King solver world. It's just not realistic, and we grapple with that on a daily basis. But our customers know us, and they know we understand that. By the same token, they also know that we know ingredients, and we know that those ingredients are going to our kitchens, and we're going to be cooking with them that night. And I don't know of any place else that you can shop where the people that are the bosses cook every bloody night and heap scorn on people that waste money in restaurants.
Well, it would be different if you were in California and everything was grown down the road.
Yeah, it'd be
but
different.
Do you want to weigh in on the local versus organic debate that has been waging?
I don't think so, no, because we cover it so beautifully. You know, we're just.
But sometimes organic is from far away. You know, it can be organic from China or Chile.
The footprint, the carbon footprint is ridiculous to gauge that stuff. You make yourself crazy. The organic stuff is costing the world and the environment a lot more than some stuff that's grown conventionally that's a lot closer. So, you know, you can't get all tied up in that stuff. You just can't. You make yourself crazy.
A listener writes in, why doesn't Fairway carry bulk halloumi cheese?
There's no such thing as bulk halloumi cheese.
Maybe that's why you don't carry
Hello. Halloumi is a unit. It's not made in bulk. The recipe doesn't allow that.
Uh-huh. But is it so
halloumi squeaks? Who wants to eat a cheese that squeaks anyway?
But well, that's a whole. I thought you loved all cheeses.
All right.
But in the end, there is an educational aspect to all of this, isn't there?
I've spent my career educating people that come up to the counter, not because I'm Mr. Smart Guy, but because I've done my homework and I want to share that information.
So, what is your sense? I have read a number of things that said people are cooking less these days, and then I've read other things that say people are cooking more these days.
Drives me crazy. I wrote in my book, The Food Life, that it, back when we did Dean and DeLuca, Joel and Giorgio set up that store for people who cook, and that was our thrust. And that
Oh,
was
you started at Dean and DeLuca?
Oh, yeah. I was the first employee at Dean and DeLuca back in 77, very first guy they hired. And I carried that whole thing over to the rest of my career, the vast majority of which has been at Fairway, that Fairway is for people who cook. And by the New Yorkers that keep going out to all these idiot restaurants and throwing money at these guys who are acting like it's a privilege, your privilege for being in their stupid restaurant, I find that outrageous that people spend all that money and time in a restaurant when they could be at home entertaining in their own environment with good, serious food that's better chosen and it costs a heck of a lot less.
Well, maybe you should come over to my house and cook once in a while because sometimes I like a night off, Stephen.
I'm there, Lenny.
Well, the book, which, as I said, has all sorts of recipes here, I guess, based on the stuff that you sell at the store.
Oh, Mitchell's Recipes. That's the deal.
And would you I'm sure you believe that you have the best store, but what is your feeling about this explosion of stores? Now Brooklyn has the Union Market, and Whole Foods is one of the most powerful chains in the country. Is it because of changing attitudes in America?
It's because they want to be like Fairway, that's all. They aspire to a degree, to an acumen that Fairway occupies and will never relinquish, but they'll never get it because we've already been there first.
Well, you do beat Whole Foods on price, that's for sure.
Oh, come on. We embarrass them on price.
Well,
Fresh Direct, Whole Foods, these are all out-of-state people. These are not locals. We're locals.
Steve, and the four stores?
Locals. We're all locals.
There's
We're all homegrown
Red Hook,
people.
There's the Upper West Side.
And then there's Harlem, mm-hmm. over on the river at 133rd Street. And then there's Plainview out in Long Island. Beautiful big old store. And then our favorite store is Red Hook. We just adore our Brooklyn store. It's like it's been there forever. The nicest people I've ever come across.
And IKEA just down the road. Stephen Jenkins, his latest book, The Food Life, Inside the World of Food with the Grocer Extraordinaire at Fairway, published by Echo. Thank you so much for being with us again.
Great pleasure.